Coming up next on Passion Struck, Eleanor Roosevelt said, "The future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams." In this episode of Passion Struck, I dive deep into the transformative power of visualization and how it can shape your reality. Join me as we explore how Hollywood superstar Jim Carrey and Olympic legend Michael Phelps use this powerful tool to turn their dreams into reality and how you can do the same. Discover practical tips on how to incorporate visualization into your daily routine and learn how to combine belief, consistency, and hard work to turn your dreams into reality. Your future success starts with the vision you create today. Welcome to Passion Struck. Hi, I'm your host, John R. Miles, and on the show, we decipher the secrets, tips, and guidance of the world's most inspiring people and turn their wisdom into practical advice for you and those around you. Our mission is to help you unlock the power of intentionality so that you can become the best version of yourself. If you're new to the show, I offer advice and answer listener questions on Fridays. We have long-form interviews the rest of the week with guests ranging from astronauts to authors, CEOs, creators, innovators, scientists, military leaders, visionaries, and athletes. Now, let's go out there and become Passion Struck. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to episode 495 of Passion Struck. A heartfelt thank you to each and every one of you who come back to the show every single week, eager to listen, learn, and discover new ways to live better, to be better, and most importantly, to make a meaningful impact in the world. If you're new to the show, thank you so much for being here. Or you simply want to introduce this to a friend or a family member, and we so appreciate it when you do that. We have episode starter packs, which are collections of our fans' favorite episodes that we organize into convenient playlists that give any new listener a great way to get acclimated to everything we do here on the show, especially now that we're almost at 500 episodes. Either go to Spotify or passionstruck.com/starterpacks to get started. In case you missed my interviews from earlier this week, I had two phenomenal ones with Shalini Sharma and Rob Kalvernoski. Shalini is a leading math learning expert and CEO on a mission to prove that math is for everyone. Shalini's new book, Math Mind, The Simple Path to Loving Math, debunks myths about math and highlights its beauty and creativity. Rob is a distinguished leadership coach who combines neuroscience, mindset coaching, and high-performance strategies to unlock leaders' potential. Rob, who's an MIT graduate and former water polo team co-captain, delves into the mask that we wear, toxic leadership, and how leaders can foster a high-performing, authentic organizational culture. And if you liked either of those previous episodes or today's, we would so appreciate you giving the show a 5-star rating and review. These go such a long way in bringing more people into the Passion Struck community where we can give them hope, inspiration, and most importantly, a feeling of significance. And I know we and our guests love to hear your feedback. Now, let's get into today's episode. Have you ever wondered how some people turn their wildest dreams into reality despite all the odds? What if there was a mental technique so powerful that it could significantly increase your chances of achieving your most ambitious goals? Visualization, the practice of creating vivid mental images of desired outcomes, is a powerful tool that's been embraced by many successful individuals across multiple fields. Whether in sports, business, personal development, visualization has been credited with helping people achieve their goals and manifest their dreams. One of the most compelling stories that illustrates the power of visualization is that of Jim Carrey, the renowned actor and comedian. Carrey's journey from struggling actor to a Hollywood superstar is a testament to the potential of visualization when combined with belief, persistence, and hard work. In today's episode, I will dive deep into the science behind visualization, exploring how it works, its benefits, and its practical applications. We will also draw 3 key lessons from Jim Carrey's story that can be applied to our own lives. By the end, you will have a deeper understanding of how to harness the power of visualization to achieve your short and long-term goals. Now, let's dive in to the Jim Carrey story. Thank you for choosing Passion Struck and choosing me to be your host and guide on your journey to creating an intentional life. Now, let that journey begin. Jim Carrey's early life was marked by hardship and struggle. Born in Canada, Carrey faced significant challenges as a child. His family was financially unstable, leading them to live out of a van for a period of time. Despite these challenges, Carrey had a passion for performing and a dream of making it big in Hollywood. As a young actor, Carrey moved to Los Angeles with the hope of breaking into the entertainment industry. However, his journey was anything but easy. He faced numerous rejections and struggled to make ends meet. Yet, through all the difficulties, Carrey held on to his dreams with unwavering belief. One of the most iconic moments of Jim Carrey's story of visualization occurred in the early 1990s. At a time when Carrey was relatively unknown and struggling to find success, he wrote himself a check for $10 million for acting services rendered and dated it Thanksgiving 1995. Carrey kept this check in his wallet and would take it out regularly to remind himself of his goal. Carrey didn't just visualize the money, he visualized the opportunities and the roles that would lead him to that level of success. He would imagine himself being offered the roles he desired, receiving the acclaim he dreamed of, and living the life he envisioned. Jim Carrey's dedication to visualization was unwavering. He continued to perform at comedy clubs and took on various roles, always keeping the vision of success that he desired clear in his mind. The mental discipline combined with relentless effort led to his breakthrough when he was cast on the television show In Living Color, significantly raising his profile. Incredibly, by Thanksgiving 1995, Jim Carrey's visualization became a reality. He landed the lead role in the movie Dumb and Dumber, for which he was paid $10 million, the exact amount he had written on his check. This moment marked a turning point in Carrey's career, propelling him into stardom and making him one of the highest paid actors in Hollywood. Carrey's story is a powerful example of how visualization, when combined with belief and persistence, can lead to extraordinary success. But what is it about visualization that makes it so successful? To answer this, we need to explore the science behind it. Visualization, also known as mental imagery, is more than just daydreaming or wishful thinking. It's a cognitive process in which individuals create a mental image of an outcome or a goal that they wish to achieve. The process involves activating various parts of the brain, simulating the experience of achieving the goal, and reinforcing the neural pathways that are associated with that experience. The power of visualization lies in its ability to make abstract goals tangible. By creating a vivid picture of success in your mind, you can bridge the gap between where you are and where you want to be. This process fosters a sense of reality and urgency, turning aspirations into actionable plans. Visualization is not just about seeing an end result, but experiencing the journey toward that result, including the challenges, efforts, and triumphs along the way. From a neuroscience perspective, visualization is grounded in a concept called neuroplasticity, the brain's ability to recognize itself by forming new neural connections throughout life. When we visualize an experience, our brain processes it in a way that's similar to how it would process real-life experiences. Studies using functional MRI have shown that the same regions of the brain that are active during actual experiences are also active when we vividly imagine those experiences. This process not only reinforces existing connections, but also creates new ones, potentially aiding in desired outcomes through visualization. So now I'm going to walk you through the four components of how visualization works. The first is neural activation. When you visualize, your brain activates neural circuits involved in the actual execution of the visualized activity. For example, imagining a physical movement stimulates the motor cortex, which is responsible for planning and executing movements. Next, there are mirror neurons. These neurons fire both when you perform an action and when you observe someone else performing that action. Similarly, visualization engages mirror neurons, strengthening the brain's connection to the visualized activity. Third, there's mental rehearsal. Visualization acts as a form of mental rehearsal. Just as athletes practice physical skills to improve their performance, mental rehearsal through visualization reinforces the neural networks that are associated with those skills, which in turn enhances precision and execution. And then lastly, emotional engagement. Effective visualization involves not just visualizing the outcome, but also engaging emotionally with the experience. This emotional involvement amplifies the brain's response, making the visualization more impactful. Dr. Joe Dispenza, a neuroscientist and author, explains that visualization works because the brain doesn't know the difference between what's real and what's imagined. When we visualize a successful outcome, the brain treats it as if it's actually happening, which can lead in changes to behavior, increased motivation, and a strong belief in the ability to achieve that goal. Visualization also has significant psychological benefits. One of the key concepts related to visualization is self-efficacy, a term coined by psychologist Albert Bandura. Self-efficacy refers to an individual's belief in their ability to achieve specific goals. Visualization can enhance self-efficacy by allowing individuals to see themselves succeeding, which in turn boosts their confidence and willingness to take action. Moreover, visualization is closely linked with the law of attraction, a concept popularized by books like The Secret. The law of attraction suggests that by focusing on positive thoughts and images, individuals can attract positive outcomes into their lives. While the law of attraction is more spiritual than scientific, the psychological principle behind it is that visualization can help align thoughts, emotions, and actions towards achieving a goal. Now let's examine behavioral science and how visualization can reinforce desired behaviors through repetition and habit formation. Charles Duhigg, the author of The Power of Habit, explains the habit loop, which consists of a cue, a routine, and a reward. Visualization can serve as a mental cue that triggers the routine of taking action towards a goal we wish to achieve, ultimately leading to the reward of achieving that goal. When practiced consistently, visualization helps us create a mental environment that is conducive to success. It primes the brain for action, reinforces positive behaviors, and strengthens the belief that the goal is attainable. As my friend, author, and leadership expert, Robin Sharma, aptly puts it, everything is created twice, first in the mind, and then in reality. So now that we've gone through the science of visualization, let's discuss some of the benefits of it. Visualization offers a powerful tool for enhancing performance and achieving goals by leveraging the brain's ability to reshape its pathways and to form new connections. Here are just three of the many benefits of visualization. The first is enhanced performance. One of the most well-documented benefits of visualization is its ability to enhance performance. Athletes, in particular, have long used visualization to improve their performance. Studies have shown that when athletes visualize themselves performing a task, such as making a perfect golf swing or scoring a goal, their actual performance improves. A study published in the Journal of Sports Sciences found that athletes who used visualization techniques before a competition performed better than those who did not. The study suggests that visualization helps athletes prepare mentally, reduce anxiety, and increase their confidence, which all leads to better performance. Second, visualization increases motivation and focus. By regularly visualizing the end result, individuals can keep their goals in the forefront of their minds, making it easier to stay motivated and focused when they're faced with challenges. When we visualize our goals, we create a mental image of what success looks like. This image can serve as a powerful motivator, reminding us of why we are working hard and encouraging us to keep going, even when the going gets tough. And then lastly, visualization can also help reduce stress and build confidence. By mentally rehearsing a successful outcome, individuals can alleviate anxiety about potential challenges and feel more prepared to handle them. For example, a student who visualizes themselves acing an exam is likely to feel less anxious and more confident on the day that the exam is given. Dr. Michael Gervais, who I'm interviewing in a few weeks, is a psychologist who works with elite athletes and explains that visualization helps individuals build confidence by visualizing success before it happens. This mental preparation allows individuals to approach their goals with a positive mindset, reducing the fear of failure and increasing the likelihood of success. Now that we have established the numerous benefits of visualization, let us explore how you can integrate this powerful tool into your life. Incorporating visualization into your daily routine is a practical and effective way to harness its power. Here are four different techniques that you can use. The first is guided imagery. This involves listening to a recording or following a script that guides you through a detailed visualization of your goal. Guided imagery can be particularly effective for those who are new to visualization. Second, vision boards. A vision board is a visual representation of your goals, typically made up of images and words that inspire you. Placing your vision board somewhere that you can see it daily serves as a constant reminder of your goals. Third, practice daily affirmations. Combining visualization with positive affirmations can reinforce your belief in your ability to achieve your goals. For example, you might visualize yourself achieving a goal while repeating an affirmation like, "I am capable of achieving my dreams." And then lastly, there's setting specific goals. For visualization to be effective, it's important to visualize specific, measurable goals. Vague or general visualizations are less likely to lead to concrete results. This is where the concept of SMART goals, which I've talked a lot about on the podcast, which stands for specific, measurable, achievable, relative, time-bound goals, comes into play. When setting goals, be as specific as possible in your visualizations. Instead of visualizing success in general terms, visualize the specific steps and milestones that will lead to your success. For example, if your goal is to run a marathon, visualize yourself crossing the finish line, the time on the clock, and the feeling of accomplishment as you complete the race. By integrating these practices into your daily routine, you can harness the power of visualization to transform your goals into reality. And now, while visualization is a powerful tool, it's not a substitute for action. To achieve your goals, it's essential to combine visualization with concrete steps towards achieving those goals. Visualization can help you maintain focus and motivation, but it's the actions that you take that will ultimately determine your success. Visualization has been a powerful tool for many successful individuals across various fields who have harnessed the power of mental imagery to achieve their goals. Here are a few notable examples. Oprah is one of the most notable figures in media, and she credits visualization as a significant factor in her success. In her interview, she mentions how Carrie's visualization approach deeply influenced her and how she has since then visualized herself becoming more successful and seeing the results in reality. She would imagine herself in the roles that she wanted, living the life she dreamed of, and the practice helped her stay focused and motivated her throughout her journey. Then there's Michael Phelps, the most decorated Olympian of all time, who is another strong advocate of visualization. Phelps uses visualization extensively as part of his training regimen. He would mentally rehearse his races every day, visualizing every detail from his start off the block to the touch at the finish line. This mental practice allowed him to anticipate and to prepare for any scenario that came his way, which contributed to his record-breaking performances. Then there's Arnold Schwarzenegger, who, before becoming a renowned politician and actor, was a bodybuilder with dreams of greatness. He would visualize his muscles growing, imagine himself on stage as Mr. Olympia, and picture the audience applause. Schwarzenegger has often said that his mind played a crucial role in his ultimate physical transformation, and visualization was a key part of his mental discipline. These examples illustrate that visualization is a common thread among some of the world's most successful people. It's not just about dreaming big. It's about mentally preparing for success, cultivating belief, and taking consistent action towards your goals. In my book, Passion Struck, I explored the concept of mastering and optimizing anxiety, a concept intrinsically tied to visualization. Visualization allows us to narrow our focus on what we desire and what we can control, transforming anxiety from a paralyzing force into a motivating one. Anxiety often arises from our inability to control outcomes. Through visualization, we can shift our focus to what is within our power. My friend, former Navy SEAL Commander Mark Devine, highlights this with his big four skills: breath control, positive internal dialogue, imagery, and targeted focus. In particular, imagery, or visualization in action, is crucial because it enables us to picture what success looks like, helping us maintain mental clarity and determination, even when we're faced with the most challenging of times, like Mark faced going through basic underwater demolition school training. A good example of how this mental imagery helps is from my time during my high school running career. Early on, I struggled with intense pre-race nerves that ended up hindering my performance. However, by integrating visualization into my daily practice, I began to transform those nerves into focused energy. I approached every practice session imagining that the 800-meter repeats that we were doing were the same as actual races, visualizing each time around the track as an opportunity to challenge myself. After every session, I would reflect on my performance, learn from my experiences, and refocus on my goal of improving. Over time, this methodical approach changed my mindset and intentions. Visualization became my tool for optimizing anxiety, enabling me to push my performance to new heights. As I mastered the zone of optimal anxiety, I learned how to harness it throughout my career. Visualization allowed me to edge closer to my goals step by step, pairing mental imagery with consistent action towards my goals. This process of visualizing incremental progress and backing it up with deliberate practice is what ultimately unlocked my best performances and was my secret weapon during my long business career. Although my experiences with visualization seem modest, its potential is boundless and can be harnessed in any endeavor, no matter how ambitious it may be. This is proven by Jim Carrey's story, from which we will now examine three key lessons that highlight the crucial role of visualization in achieving remarkable success. The first lesson is on the power of belief. Jim Carrey's unwavering belief in his vision was a crucial factor in his success. Despite facing numerous rejections and financial instability, Carrey never doubted that he would achieve his dreams. He visualized himself as a successful actor, believing with absolute certainty that it was only a matter of time before his vision became reality. This belief was not blind optimism. It was a deep-seated conviction that guided his actions and his decisions. Carrey's story demonstrates that belief is such a powerful force that can help you overcome obstacles and stay committed to your goals, even when the odds seem stacked against you. So how do you apply this lesson to your own life? To cultivate a strong belief in your goals, start by affirming your vision daily. Visualize your success as if it's already happened, and allow yourself to feel the emotions that come from that success. This practice will help you reinforce your belief and keep you motivated no matter what challenges may come your way. Remember that belief is the foundation upon which all successful outcomes are built. The second lesson that we can learn from Jim Carrey's story is that consistency is key. Carrey didn't just visualize his success once or twice. He did it every single day. He carried the $10 million check with him as a constant reminder, and he regularly spent time imagining his future success. This consistent practice helped Carrey keep his goals at the forefront of his mind, which in turn influenced his actions and his behaviors. By consistently visualizing his desired outcome, Carrey trained his mind to focus on opportunities that would bring him closer to his goals. So let's look at how you can apply this lesson to your life. Consistency in visualization is important for maintaining focus and momentum. Make visualization a daily habit, just like brushing your teeth or exercising. Set aside a specific time each day to visualize your goals in detail and reinforce this practice with tangible reminders, such as vision boards or written affirmations. And the third lesson that we can learn from Jim Carrey's story is that while visualization played a critical role in his success, it wasn't the only factor. Carrey combined the visualization with persistence and hard work, taking every opportunity to perform, refine his skills, and to further his career. He didn't just sit back and wait for the visualizations to manifest. He took relentless action towards making them a reality. Carrey's story highlights the important combination of visualization with persistence and hard work. Visualization alone is not enough. You must put in the effort that's required to achieve your goals. So, how do you apply this lesson to your life? Visualization should always be accompanied by action. Use visualization as a tool to clarify your goals and to stay motivated. But remember that achieving those goals requires consistent effort and persistence. Identify the steps that you need to take to achieve your objectives and commit to taking those steps, no matter how challenging they may be. Visualization can guide you, but it's your actions that will ultimately determine your success. So I have covered a ton of information today. So let me summarize today's episode for you. Visualization is a powerful tool that has enabled countless individuals, from athletes to entertainers, to achieve their dreams. As I've explored throughout today's episode, the science behind visualization supports its effectiveness in increasing performance, enhancing motivation, reducing stress, and building confidence. Jim Carrey's story is a compelling example of how visualization, when combined with belief, consistency, and hard work, can lead to extraordinary success. As self-help author Robert Collier once said, "Visualize this thing you want. See it, feel it, believe in it. Make your mental blueprint and begin to build." Remember, visualization must be followed by action. This is the only way to transform your mental blueprints into the future you desire. Otherwise, you risk merely daydreaming. As you move forward, I encourage you to incorporate visualization into your daily routine. Whether you're striving for career success, personal growth, enhanced relationships, or any other goal, visualization can be a powerful tool to help you stay focused, motivated, and confident. Remember, the power to achieve your dreams is within you. Visualize it, believe it, and take action to make it a reality. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you found today's episode useful, then definitely share it with family or friends who could use the inspiration that I gave today. I encourage you to take these lessons to heart and to apply them in your daily life. If you have any more thoughts or stories to share, please join the conversation on social media by using the hashtag PassionStruck and Visualization. Videos are on YouTube at both John R. Miles, our main channel, and PassionStruck Clips, our short-form video channel. You can go subscribe and join over 250,000 other subscribers. Advertiser deals and discount codes are in one convenient place at PassionStruck.com/deals. Please consider supporting those who support the show. If you want daily doses of PassionStruck inspiration, then follow me on all the social platforms at John R. Miles. And if you want to express your courage muscles in a more deeper way, then sign up for our weekly newsletter, Live Intentionally, where I provide a weekly curated challenge that coincides with my episodes from the previous week. Are you curious to find where you stand on the path to becoming PassionStruck? Then dive into our engaging PassionStruck quiz, which consists of just 20 questions and only take you 10 minutes to complete. Head over to PassionStruck.com to embark on this insightful journey. Before we wrap up, I'm excited to share a sneak peek of our next episode of PassionStruck. I'll be joined by the unstoppable Hala Taha, host of the Young and Profiting podcast and a powerhouse entrepreneur. Tune in as we explore her journey from corporate ladder climber to media mogul and discover the secrets behind her success. Get ready for an episode sparked with insights on hustling with purpose, building your brand, expanding your LinkedIn presence, and living life on your own terms. You don't want to miss it.
If I could come up with one synonym for branding, it would be consistency. So you need to be consistent in your messaging. So that means coming up with 4 or 5 points that you repeat over and over again, that people know that's what you represent. That's how you get auto engagement, where people will just share your picture because they already know what you represent.
Remember that we rise by lifting others, so share this show with those that you love and care about. In the meantime, do your best to apply what you hear on the show so that you can live what you listen. Until next time, go out there and become passion struck.